All right, so welcome everyone to this deep dive. And today we're going to be taking a look at AI Life, Every Moment Changes. It's a book by Kim Chung Jin, and we're going to be trying to pull out the most practical advice we can for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I think what's cool about this book is that it kind of takes AI from this realm of like, oh, it's the science fiction thing, and brings it into everyday life.
It does. And it actually, you know, the author actually kind of has this realization during a backpacking trip. Of all things, that AI can actually be really practical. And that's what he kind of sets out to explore in the book.
It's a fun read. You know, he really does a good job of making it accessible for everyone.
Yeah. And we're going to be looking at things like how AI can help you speak different languages, how it can help you with things like cooking and fixing your car, and even things like debating with AI. So it's a wide range of topics.
And, you know, one thing I really appreciated about the book is it's not just like a bunch of tech jargon. It's really about how these things can actually impact our lives.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today. So to start off, you know, I think it's interesting that the term artificial intelligence has actually been around for longer than you might think.
It really has. And the book kind of starts off by taking us back to 1956. I believe it was the Dartmouth Conference where the term was actually coined.
That's right. And I love how the author kind of takes us through this, like, historical journey of AI.
It have a kind of rocky history, you know? There were these periods of incredible excitement followed by these AI winters when progress seemed to stall.
Yeah, like people thought it was going to, you know, take over the world, and then nothing really happened for a while.
Exactly. And then you had moments like, I remember when IBM's Watson won on Jeopardy back in 2011, I think it was, that really captured the public's imagination.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge deal. It felt like, I don't know, something shifted in that moment.
It really did. And for me, it wasn't just that the computer won, it was the way it won. You know, it felt like it was actually understanding the questions, the nuances, even the humor.
It did. It wasn't just spitting out facts. It was like, I don't know, reasoning in a way that we hadn't really seen before.
And that's, I think, a key theme throughout the book. It's this shift from AI as just like, you know, a data crunching machine to AI as something that can reason and make judgments.
And that's where things get really interesting when we start thinking about the practical application.
Exactly. Because then it's not just about, you know, can AI beat a human at chess or Jeopardy? It's about, can AI actually help us solve real world problems?
Yeah, that's what we're going to be diving into. So sticking with this theme of AI achieving things that we thought were impossible, the book spends some time talking about AlphaGo, this program that beat Lee Sedol, the world champion in Go.
Oh, that was another huge moment in AI history. Go was considered this game that was just too complex, too intuitive for a machine to master.
Exactly. It was like this ultimate test of human intelligence. And then AlphaGo comes along and wins the first three games. I mean, it was like the world had been turned upside down.
I remember where I was when I heard that news. It was just this feeling of like, wow, AI is really capable of things we never thought possible.
It did feel like science fiction was becoming reality.
And what was even more fascinating was that, you know, even though AlphaGo won the series, Lee Sedol actually won the fourth game. It was this incredible divine move, as they called it. And it highlighted that even with all its power, AI wasn't invincible.
It was like, I know, this spark of hope that human creativity and intuition still had a place in the world.
And I think that's an important thing to remember as we delve deeper into AI. It's not about replacing humans. It's about this collaboration, this partnership.
And that actually leads into another key point that the book makes, which is the importance of AI infrastructure.
Yeah, you know, we talk about all these amazing things AI can do, but we rarely think about the massive network of data centers and computing power that makes it all possible.
It's kind of like, I don't know, when we talk about driving cars, we rarely think about the factories and the supply chains, the entire infrastructure that supports it all.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge undertaking. We're talking about finding space for these data centers, managing their electricity consumption, which is comparable to a small city. And then you need the internet speeds to handle all that data. It's massive.
It's mind-boggling when you think about it, and it highlights the scale of what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
This isn't just some software running on your laptop. This is a global network that's powering all this AI magic.
It's definitely a lot more than meets the eye. And it's important to remember that as we talk about all these cool applications, there's this whole other layer of complexity happening behind the scenes.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, let's dive into some of the ways AI is already impacting our lives.
Yeah.
And one area that the book really highlights is language translation.
Oh, yeah. This is a game changer. Imagine a world where AI can translate between all languages, past and present. It's almost like something out of Star Trek.
Right. It's like that universal translator they have. You could travel to any country and instantly understand everything, from street signs to restaurant menus.
It would break down so many barriers. Imagine the possibilities for business, for education, for cultural exchange.
It would be incredible.
Oh.
And it's not just about spoken language. The book also talks about optical character recognition, or OCR.
Yeah, no, I know OCR has been around for a while, but the way it's being used with AI is really impressive. It's not just about digitizing printed text anymore. It's about understanding the context and meaning.
So, like, you could take a picture of a historical marker in a foreign country. And AI could not only translate it for you, but also pull up additional information, historical context, even nearby points of interest.
It's like having a personalized tour guide in your pocket. And the book talks about how this technology is becoming increasingly sophisticated.
I love that idea, like tuning information into an experience. It's not just about reading words on a page anymore. It's about immersing yourself in the information.
Exactly. It's about making knowledge more accessible and engaging.
And speaking of engaging, the book also dives into how AI can be your writing partner.
Now, this is where things get really interesting. Imagine you're struggling with writer's block, or you need to write in a specific tone for a particular audience. AI can help you with that.
It's like having a brainstorming partner and an editor all rolled into one.
The book talks about how AI can analyze text, suggest alternative phrasing, and even help you structure your arguments more effectively.
So it's not just about fixing grammar and spelling. It's about making your writing clearer, more persuasive, and more impactful.
But it's important to remember the book really emphasizes this, that AI should be a tool to enhance your writing, not replace your unique voice and perspective.
It's about collaboration, not replacement.
Exactly. It's about using AI to help you express yourself more effectively.
And this idea of AI as a partner extends to another fascinating application that the book explores, debating.
Now, this is one that really caught my eye. Imagine being able to debate with an AI, to sharpen your arguments and explore different viewpoints.
Yeah, okay, I gotta admit, when I first read that, I was like, debating a computer, isn't that gonna be kind of one-sided?
Not at all. Think of it more like a sparring partner, you know, helping you hone your skills. AI can present counterpoints that you might not have considered, forcing you to think critically and defend your position.
So it's not about the AI winning or losing.
Exactly. It's about using AI as a tool to improve your own thinking and communication skills. And it's a great way to explore different perspectives to really challenge your own assumptions.
That's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how useful that could be in so many areas of life, from work to personal relationships.
It's about becoming a more persuasive communicator, a more critical thinker, and it's something that AI can really help with.
Okay, so we've got AI helping us translate languages, write better, even debate. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The book goes on to explore how AI can summarize lengthy documents, transcribe audio in foreign languages, even identify plants and mushrooms while you're hiking.
It's mind-boggling how diverse these applications are. And what's exciting is that this is just the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, if AI can already do all these things, what's going to be possible in 5 years,
wow.
10 years? It's kind of hard to even imagine.
It really is. And that's what makes this book so fascinating. It's not just a snapshot of where AI is today. It's a glimpse into the incredible potential of this technology.
It's almost like we're standing at the edge of a new frontier, and AI life is our guidebook.
It's definitely an exciting time to be exploring the world of AI, and I think this book does a great job of both informing and inspiring.
It does. And on that note, I think we should take a quick break and then come back to explore even more amazing applications of AI. Stay tuned.
I can't wait. So, you know, picking up where we left off, one thing that really struck me in the book is how it frames AI, not just as like the software, these algorithms, but as this whole idea of infrastructure.
Yeah, that's a really interesting way to think about it, right? Like, we use all these AI-powered apps and services, but we don't always think about the physical stuff that makes it all work.
Exactly. And the book really emphasizes that, you know, AI infrastructure, it's kind of like any other large-scale infrastructure project. It comes with its own unique challenges.
Like what kind of challenges?
Well, for one thing, just finding locations for these massive data centers, the book talks about that. They take up a ton of space. And then there's managing their energy consumption.
Oh, right, because they're running all the time.
Yeah, 24/7. And we're not talking about a small amount of energy here either. The book compares it to powering a small city.
Wow. That's a lot of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So finding sustainable ways to power these data centers is going to be crucial.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you need the internet speeds to handle all that data that's constantly flowing back and forth. So it's a complex system with a lot of moving parts.
It's mind-boggling when you really start to think about it. It makes you appreciate how much is going on behind the scenes to make all this AI magic happen.
Exactly. And it highlights the importance of things like sustainable energy and access to resources for the future of AI. But shifting gears a bit, one of the things I found most fascinating in the book is how it talks about AI revolutionizing the way we interact with everyday objects.
Okay, now that sounds really interesting. What exactly does that mean?
Well, think about those times when you're struggling to put together, like, a new piece of furniture, or you're trying to figure out how to use a new gadget.
Oh, yeah, I hate reading those instruction manuals. They're always so confusing.
The book talks about how AI can actually guide you through those manuals step by step. It can even translate foreign language instructions in real time.
So no more trying to decipher those cryptic diagrams or struggling to find the English version of the instructions. That would be amazing.
Precisely. And it goes beyond just instructions, too. The book gives the example of a warning light flashing on your car's dashboard. Imagine you could just describe the light or even take a picture of it, and AI could analyze the problem and give you advice on what to do.
Whoa, it'd be like having a personal mechanic right there in your car with you.
Exactly. Or imagine you need to double-check medication information, but you can't find the instructions.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me before. It's always a bit nerve-wracking when you're not sure about the dosage or whatever.
Well, in the future, you might just be able to describe the pill or upload a photo, and AI could identify it and give you all the information you need.
Now, that would be a game changer, especially when you're traveling or something. But we should probably emphasize that this is about AI providing information, not replacing professional medical advice, right?
Absolutely. You should always consult with a healthcare professional for anything serious. But for those everyday questions or just to get some quick guidance, AI could be incredibly helpful.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Okay, so we've got AI mechanics and AI pharmacists. What other everyday stuff can AI help us with?
Well, believe it or not, the book even talks about AI as your personal nature guide.
Like a virtual park ranger. That's pretty cool.
Imagine you're out hiking and you see a beautiful flower, but you have no idea what it is. You could just snap a photo and AI could identify it, tell you all about its characteristics, maybe even some fun facts.
That'd be amazing. I'm always curious about the names of plants and stuff when I'm out hiking, but I never have a field guide with me.
But what about those things that are trickier to identify, like mushrooms?
The book even talks about AI helping with mushroom identification. It can help you figure out which ones are edible and which ones to avoid.
Okay, now that's impressive, but kind of scary too, right? I mean, you wouldn't want to rely on AI to make a life or death decision about whether a mushroom is poisonous or not.
Right, and the book acknowledges that it's not about blindly trusting AI. It's about using AI as a guide. But ultimately, you still need to use your own judgment and common sense.
Makes sense. So it's like AI is this extra layer of information, but it's still up to us to make the final call.
Exactly. And this actually leads into another really interesting point the book makes, which is that AI can help us make better decisions overall in all areas of our lives. Okay, I'm intrigued. How so?
Well, think about those times when you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, like you have too much to do and not enough time. The book talks about how AI can analyze your schedule, identify those things that are maybe wasting your time, and help you prioritize your tasks more effectively.
So it's like having a personal assistant who's really good at time management.
Exactly. And it's not just about scheduling appointments. It's about becoming more aware of how you're actually spending your time and then using that awareness to make more conscious choices.
That's really powerful. I mean, we all have those days where we feel like we're just running around in circles, not really getting anything accomplished. If AI could help us be more intentional with our time, that would be huge.
And this can be especially helpful for older adults who might be facing challenges with technology or feeling isolated. Imagine being able to easily access information, manage finances, even just have a conversation with AI when feeling lonely. It can make a big difference in their quality of life.
That's a really important point. It's not just about productivity and efficiency. It's about using technology to create a more supportive and connected world for everyone.
Exactly. And that's something the book really emphasizes. Okay, so moving on. I know we're both excited to talk about how AI is transforming education.
Oh, yeah, this is a big one. I mean, education is so ripe for disruption. The traditional model just isn't working for so many people.
The book talks about AI's ability to personalize the learning experience, moving away from that one-size-fits-all approach. Imagine a world where every student gets a customized learning plan tailored to their specific needs and interests.
That sounds incredible, but how does AI actually do that? Does it somehow figure out your learning style or something?
Yeah, the book talks about AI being able to assess your current knowledge and skills, identify your learning style, and then recommend resources and activities that are specifically designed for you. It can even adjust the difficulty level of assignments in real time, so you're always being challenged, but not overwhelmed.
That's amazing. It's like having a personal tutor who knows exactly how you learn best.
And the book talks about how AI can also help students develop those essential life skills, like critical thinking and problem solving. It's not just about memorizing facts anymore, it's about learning how to learn and how to think for yourself.
Yeah, those are the skills that are really going to matter in the future, no matter what field you're in. But what about motivation? I mean, we all struggle with that sometimes, even when we're learning something we're interested in.
Well, the book actually talks about AI being used as a motivational tool, too. It can break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable steps, and then it can provide encouragement and positive feedback along the way.
So it's like having a personal cheerleader cheering you on as you go.
Exactly. And some AI programs even have built-in reward systems, like you earn points or badges as you complete tasks. So it's kind of like gamifying the learning process, which can be really motivating for some people.
I love that idea. It's all about making learning more engaging and fun. But what about testing your knowledge? Does the book talk about AI's role in assessments?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It talks about AI being used to generate practice exams that are specifically tailored to your learning journey. So you get immediate feedback, you can identify areas where you need more work, and you can adjust your study plan accordingly.
So no more waiting weeks for test results. That's awesome.
And because the exams are personalized, it can actually reduce test anxiety for a lot of students. It's less about comparing yourself to others and more about focusing on your own progress.
That's a really important point. Okay, so we've talked about AI personalizing education, motivating students, even helping with assessments. Now let's shift gears and talk about something a little more creative, AI and art.
Oh, yeah, this is where things get really fun. I mean, we've all heard about AI writing music and creating images, but the book really delves into how AI is becoming a powerful tool for artists of all
It's
kinds.
like, I don't know, AI is this new muse for the 21st century.
Exactly. The book talks about how AI can help artists generate new ideas, explore different styles, and even create entire works of art from scratch.
That's mind-blowing. But is AI really creating art, or is it just mimicking human creativity? That's a question I've always wondered about.
It's a big question, and one that philosophers and artists are still debating. But I think what's clear is that AI is opening up new possibilities for artistic expression. It's giving artists new tools and new ways to interact with their creativity.
The book specifically mentions this program called Midjourney, which I thought was super cool. It lets you create images based on text descriptions. So you could type in something like a cat wearing a spacesuit riding a unicorn, and Midjourney would generate an image based on that prompt.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's like your words are transformed into visual art. But with all this creative potential comes a need for some serious conversations about the ethical implications of AI. And the book doesn't shy away from that.
That's good. I think it's important to talk about both the exciting possibilities and the potential downsides of this technology.
The author really emphasizes the need for responsible AI development and usage. We need to make sure that AI benefits humanity as a whole and doesn't create new inequalities or cause harm.
So, what are some of the specific ethical dilemmas we need to be thinking about?
Well, one of the big ones is bias. AI algorithms are trained on data, and if that data is biased, then the AI will also be biased. And this can have serious consequences, especially in areas like hiring, loan applications, or even criminal justice.
Yeah, we definitely don't want AI perpetuating existing societal biases. We need to be very intentional about the data we use to train these systems, and we need to be constantly monitoring them to make sure they're being fair and equitable.
Absolutely. And then there's the issue of privacy. As AI gathers more and more data about our lives, we need to make sure that our personal information is protected and that it's not being used in ways that we haven't consented to.
That's a huge concern, especially as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
The book talks about the need for clear regulations and guidelines to safeguard our privacy in the age of AI. It's a complex issue, and there are no easy answers, but it's a conversation we need to be having.
Definitely. So it seems like there's a lot to consider here, both the amazing potential of AI and the potential risks.
Absolutely. AI is a powerful tool, and like any powerful tool, it can be used for good or for evil. It's up to us as humans to decide how we use it and what kind of future we want to create.
I think that's a really important point to remember. Technology is not inherently good or bad. It's how we use it that matters.
The book highlights the need for international cooperation and regulations to make sure that AI is being developed and used responsibly. We can't just let this technology run wild. We need to be thoughtful and intentional about how we integrate it into our lives.
It's kind of like we're at a crossroads right now. We have this incredible opportunity to use AI to solve some of the world's biggest problems, but we also have a responsibility to make sure that it doesn't create new problems in the process.
Exactly. It's a balancing act. But I think the book ultimately have a hopeful message. It's not about fearing AI. It's about embracing its potential while also being mindful of the risks.
And I think it's a message that's really resonating with people. More and more people are becoming aware of the power of AI, and they want to be part of the conversation about how we shape its future.
Yeah, it's not just a conversation for tech experts anymore. It's a conversation for all of us.
And that's a really exciting thing. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about AI in our homes, in our cars, in our schools, even out in nature. Now let's shift gears and talk about how AI is changing the way we work and do business.
I think this is an area where a lot of people have anxiety, right? They're worried about robots taking their jobs.
Yeah, that's a valid concern, but it sounds like the book takes a more nuanced view.
It does. It's not just about robots replacing humans. It's about finding ways for humans and AI to work together more effectively.
So it's about collaboration, not competition.
Exactly. The book talks about how AI can help us automate those repetitive tasks that no one really enjoys doing anyway, freeing up humans to focus on those things that require creativity, critical thinking, and human connection.
So it's about leveraging the strengths of both humans and machines.
Right. For example, the book talks about how AI is already being used in market analysis and prediction. AI can analyze massive amounts of data, identifying patterns and trends that humans might miss, and then it can make recommendations to help businesses make better decisions.
So it's like having a superpowered research assistant who can crunch numbers and spot opportunities that we might not even be aware of.
Exactly. It's about using AI to gain insights and make more informed decisions.
The book also talks about using AI for customer service and support.
Yeah, those AI-powered chatbots are becoming increasingly common. You go to a website and a little chat window pops up and it's a bot that's answering your questions.
I've definitely encountered those, and sometimes they're surprisingly helpful.
They can be really good at handling those routine inquiries and resolving simple issues. And that frees up human customer service agents to focus on those more complex cases that require a human touch.
So it's not about replacing human interaction entirely. It's about using AI to make those interactions more efficient and effective.
Exactly. And this is just one example. The book talks about how AI is being used to streamline all sorts of business processes, from HR and recruiting to supply chain management and logistics.
It sounds like AI is really changing the game when it comes to how businesses operate.
It definitely is. And it's not just about big corporations either. Small businesses can also benefit from AI. There are all sorts of affordable AI tools and services available now that can help small businesses automate tasks, improve efficiency, and compete more effectively.
This deep dive has really opened my eyes to the incredible potential of AI. It's amazing to think about all the ways it's already impacting our lives, and it's exciting to imagine what the future holds.
It's true. The possibilities really do seem limitless. But as we move forward with AI, I think it's important to keep in mind that technology is just a tool. It's up to us as humans to decide how we use that tool and what kind of future we want to create.
I couldn't agree more. It's not about letting technology control us. It's about using technology to empower us to live better, more fulfilling lives.
And I think that's ultimately the message of this book. It's not about fearing AI, it's about understanding its potential and then using that understanding to shape a future that benefits all of humanity.
Now, on that note, I think we should take another quick break. When we come back, we'll explore even more fascinating ways that AI is changing the world.
Sounds good to me.
It really is mind-blowing to think about how much AI is already part of our lives. It's like almost like it's this silent partner that we don't even realize is there sometimes. But speaking of partners, I'm curious about something. Does the book talk about AI's impact on personal relationships at all?
Yeah, it actually does. And it's a really interesting section. The book talks about how AI can help us understand ourselves better and our partners better, which I thought was pretty fascinating.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, imagine like an app, right? That analyzes your communication patterns with your partner. It could identify, areas of strength and areas where you might need to improve.
It's like having a relationship coach in your pocket.
Exactly. And the book gives examples of how AI could suggest, different ways to communicate more effectively or, maybe help you resolve conflicts in a more constructive way.
So it's not just about like surface level stuff, but actually deepening the emotional connection.
Right. But, I think it's important to emphasize that the book is not suggesting that AI should replace human connection or effort in relationships.
Right, it's more about using AI as a tool.
Exactly. It's about gaining insights and support, but ultimately, it's still up to us to put in the work to build those strong, healthy relationships.
Makes sense. This whole conversation has me thinking about how AI is transforming the way we navigate the world, both literally and figuratively. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's like AI is this invisible hand guiding us, helping us make better decisions, even protecting us from harm.
It's like having a personal GPS for life.
Right.
But I think the book goes even deeper than that, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about navigating the physical world.
Right. It also talks about AI's role in helping us navigate the digital world, which is becoming increasingly complex and, let's face it, kind of dangerous sometimes.
Yeah, especially with all the cyber threats and misinformation out there. It's hard to know what to trust.
The book talks about how AI can be used in cybersecurity to detect and prevent those attacks, protecting our data, our privacy.
It's like having a personal bodyguard for the digital age.
And it can also be used to filter out harmful content online, creating a safer, more positive online experience, which I think is something we could all benefit from.
Absolutely. This whole deep dive has been incredible. We've covered so much ground, from the history of AI to its potential to transform every aspect of our lives.
It's mind-blowing, really, when you think about it. AI is not just a technology, it's this force that's shaping our world in profound ways.
And it's up to us to shape it responsibly, right?
Yeah.
To make sure that AI is used for good and that it benefits all of humanity.
The book is really a call to action for all of us to think critically about AI, to engage in the conversation, and to work together to create a future where technology empowers us to live better, more fulfilling lives.
Couldn't have said it better myself. AI life, every moment changes, has given us so much to think about, and I'm honestly feeling both excited and hopeful about the future.
Me too. It's a future where AI is not something to be feared, but a tool to be embraced, a partner to collaborate with, and a force for positive change.
So to everyone listening, I encourage you to dive deeper into the world of AI, explore its possibilities, join the conversation, and remember, every moment changes. What will you discover?